David, your reaction to tonight's enthralling, exciting 3-1 win at against Glentoran here in the Hammer in the heart of the Shankill.
Absolutely delighted, Andy. It's been a big, big week for the club. Obviously, 48 hours ago, defending the County Antrim, beating Cliftonville 3-1. Coming here tonight, falling behind an early goal, but I thought we settled ourselves really, really well. Kirsty pops up with a goal, it changes the half-time team talk, and I thought second half the girls were magnificent.
There were three exceptional goals, which I would encourage all supporters to watch on the BBC. The quality of those strikes from all three, outstanding.
Unbelievable. And I think what sometimes people don't see is that our goalkeeper, Lauren Perry, pulled off an absolute wonder save at one each. We went up the park, and thankfully Chloe McCarran hit an absolute wonder goal, which is contender for goal of the season already. Fantastic goal.
And Jessica's goal in injury time, just to icing on the cake.
Yep, we were obviously trying to run time down. We brought Debbie on, and Debbie chased the ball into the corner as if our life depended on it. And I got to say, Jess, the composure, she's an experienced player, and delighted. She's had a lot of problems injury-wise. She came on tonight, and I thought, again, another good second-half performance.
As you say, first 20 minutes, Glentoran looked really sharp, really good. 1-0, they were on top, so we did really well to turn it around after the first 20 minutes or so, didn't we?
Yeah, very much. So I think the girls know, when you put that blue shirt on, every team in this country will lift its game 100% to play you, and we expect no different from Glentoran. We knew they were going to come out, we knew they were confident after their last couple of games, and we weathered it. We conceded what I would describe as a sloppy goal, but as you say, after 20 minutes, we settled down, and I thought the real infield came out there.
And, you know, there's real strength and depth here. We have quite a few players missing at the moment for various reasons, but everybody put in a shift tonight from 1 to 11. That was an exceptional team performance against a top-quality Glentoran team there tonight.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, Glentoran went only 2 weeks ago to Newry and beat them 3-0. You know, and Newry are one of the sides that are tipped to win this title this year. And as you say, the strength and depth with two games, you know, we were lucky enough to bring two fresh players in tonight. I thought we had an outstanding bench again tonight. And as you say, Andy, we have got a bit of depth now, and in matches like this here, we need it. We definitely need it.
It's asking a lot of Women's Premier League, isn't it, to play on a Monday night and then 48 hours later on a Wednesday night.
I think it's scandalous, Andy. I honestly do. I don't think we'd expect it of our men who get paid. Our girls are volunteers. They give up their time. They give up work, family life to do this. And I think it's disgraceful. We have to find a way of getting women's football on the table on a different night so that these girls can really show what they can do.
But if you could rewind to Sunday, looking into a week at Solitude and against Glentoran in 48 hours, to get 2-3-1 wins is outstanding in 48 hours.
Amazing. Andy, it started well on Saturday when David Healy and the boys did a fantastic job against Crusaders. Started well there. We've carried it on, and it's been a good week for the Blue family.
It's a real good feel-good factor right through at our club. The men's team, the Swifts team, the Rangers team, and our Premier League champions here tonight, playing like Premier League champions tonight.
Very much so. They know the expectations. We've said it of, and it's an old pun, winning it is the easy part, retaining it's the hard. And these girls are given everything, week in and week out, to bring that trophy back to Windsor Park.
And it's a bit of a break, but isn't it great to see a great crowd here in the Shankill tonight? Yeah. And you'd encourage more people to come out and get behind these players who give 100% every week.
Yep, it was fantastic, Andy. There was a great crowd there tonight. And they seen a real blood and thunder, Big Two derby. And thankfully, it came out on the side of the Blues.
Fortune favours the brave, David.
You're right, Andy. You're right. Thank you.
Cheers.